Actually dropped this on the show about 4 days ago.
Yeah.
And we're against it. Tell everyone what you want to do right now.
You sound out of breath there. What happened in the bathroom? You all right?
I'm all right.
So here's the deal.
I don't see what the problem is.
Explain.
I'm buying a new Vespa scooter. I've got one already. I've started the collection. And I'm buying it today. I'm going to go and meet the guy. His name is Mohammed Mahfouz, and he's a good guy. He's going back to San Francisco, so getting a good deal on it.
They let him in.
Let him in where?
San Francisco.
Back to San Francisco.
Why? I know you have problems.
Us Arabs are very hard to get back into America.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, so I've got a good deal on it. I'm treating myself. You know, I'm waking up every day early. What's the problem?
We're going to rewind a little bit here. Rossi bought a Vespa about a year and a half ago without telling his wife. He bought it for,
I did not pay anything for that Vespa. I got it for free.
Yes.
You got the Vespa for free from a listener.
From
someone who used to listen to the show.
Big up, Panda. What's going on, man?
But how much did you spend on the Vespa to restore it?
To date.
Don't lie.
Tell us, come on.
And don't exaggerate.
I don't know, because this is the time now when Liz is listening and she's on her way to work.
Say it.
18,000 dirhams.
18,000 dirhams, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Rossi is someone that does complain that he doesn't have enough money.
All the time.
You spent 18,000 dirhams on this Vespa, so you and your old friends go on around Vespas. You get on your Vespas on the weekend. It's not cool. You can never look cool on a Vespa.
Wow. That is a bold statement.
Wow, that is a bold statement.
You can't look cool on a Vespa.
How come they're everywhere as fashion statements then if you can't look cool?
If you're an Italian slim guy wearing a suit and you got one of those little briefcase bags, yep, you're cool. Rossi, men like us, we don't look good on Vespas.
Okay, that's besides the point. The point is Mr. Big Rossi over here is constantly complaining about money and about how much he doesn't have money. So why are you spending more money on another Vespa?
It's an investment.
No, you think it's a collector's item, this Vespa. What is it? Do you know what? Tell us the brand. Like, what is it? Is it
Vespa?
Yeah, what?
PX125.
How much are they worth?
Depends, you know, in good condition, you could probably pay. I'm not going to say, because I'm getting a good deal off the guy. I'm paying 9,000 dirhams for it. Probably worth double that, so I don't want to ruin it.
What does Liz think about it? What does Liz think about this, Big Rossi? What does Liz think?
Yeah, what's your wife think about this? Tell us.
I don't want to say.
You have not even told her. And if she's on the way to school right now, she's a school teacher, you are going to get in big trouble.
Yeah, but she will never know. And the fact that... I'm going to leave it in the place to get some jobs done anyway. I'll probably tell her that someone's given me it for free or something.
So wait, you're going to spend money on restoring this one as well?
I'll just add some little things to it,
Oh, my goodness.
Should Rossi buy the Vespa, yes or no? 0442 31000. Will you take the advice of people of the show? Like,
forget us.
If they say, if we get enough no's or yeses, will you listen? Or you're going to do it anyway?
Well, no, I'll do it anyway. I just want your opinion.
Yes or no? Should he buy the Vespa? 0442 31000. He's a dad of two beautiful girls, struggles sometimes, and now you're paying this much for a Vespa.
Without telling your wife.
Doesn't even tell the wife, bro.
It's easier to say sorry
than
ask for permission.
You never say sorry, though. Marshmallow.